Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Have you ever found yourself as a parent thinking, who is in control around here, the kids or us? Well, if you have, you're not alone. More and more of us as parents today are feeling that we're not quite in control of our families. And today we want to continue our conversation about creating a biblical family culture, which is going to involve having mom and dad at the helm of the family. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And we're glad you're listening today, and if you have missed any of our earlier programs on creating a biblical family culture or would like to learn more about us, please go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to get caught up. Well, Bruce, a lot of us have struggled with being in control of the family. How have our kids taken over?
Well, Cap, I think it's because we bought into the mindset that we can't deprive our kids of any extracurricular activities that they want to participate in. So every night of the week, we're running around to and fro, you know, going to baseball practice, twirling practice, without ever really thinking about what we as a family are losing in this kind of scenario. And, you know, we come home exhausted, we're not getting any family time together, and it's taking its toll.
But Bruce, aren't a lot of these things good for our kids? I mean, let's face it, it gives them exercise, it teaches them teamwork, it builds that self-discipline. They're learning how to do something new.
You're absolutely right, and it can be a very positive thing in the lives of our kids. But let's remember that old adage of having too much of a good thing. You know, I'm thinking about ice cream here. It's good tasting, it's dairy, so we think it's good for us. But let's be honest, too much of it's going to make us sick, and it's not really what we want our kids eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Well, I never thought of it quite like that. But, Bruce, what are we as parents supposed to do?
Well, Cap, I think it starts with an end goal in mind. What do we want our families to look like? What do we want our kids' priorities to be? What character traits and skills do we want to see in their lives? And, you know, a good sport or a good musical activity or twirling or something like that can really build those into the lives of our children. So let's select one season in which they can participate and let that happen.
But, Bruce, we've also heard that if they play every season and they play every off season, they have a better chance of making the travel teams or excelling. I mean, how do we deal with that?
Well, we've dealt with that pressure in our house, and, you know, let's be honest, is that the kind of pressure we want our children to face and even ourselves as parents? And, you know, the reality is most of our kids aren't going to become professionals at this, and we're never going to get those formative hours and years back again. So all of this good stuff sometimes isn't the better and best stuff for our family. And how does this impact our child's spiritual development and life? You know, are they practicing and playing on Sundays? Are they keeping us from church activities? And what's it teaching our kids about spiritual life then and our family priorities? What about their schoolwork and how's it helping or hindering? And it really teaches who we are as a family to our children.
So what are we as parents then to do, Bruce? I mean, how do we restore some of this order back into our homes?
Well, again, it starts with that real clear picture of who we want our family to be and what we want our children to look like. You know, what are the character traits we want to see in their lives? What skills, what values, what attitudes? And then we need to ask how each of these activities can best contribute to the building of those things into the lives of our kids. And, you know, if we want to see a vibrant walk with the Lord on our list, and as Christian parents we do, and we see an activity that's going to compete or undermine our child's ability to develop that walk with the Lord, then we as parents need to sit down with our kids and help them develop a set of priorities and activities that are going to help them build that into their lives. But, you know, we need to remember, we're the family leaders. We're the parents. We're the ones that God ordained to lead our children and are responsible for their development. So it's our job to maintain order in the life of our family.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And, of course, we're going to put up a worksheet on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, to help you get started thinking about who you want your children to be by age 21. So just feel free to go out to the website, click on that family activity button, and feel free to download it. And we're going to continue our conversation about family culture next week. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.